Hello, everyone. It is Al Smith here, the founder and director of Bishop Sheen today, and I want to thank you for joining me for another edition of Christmas Inspirations, where we share a few of the writings from the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. We've been sharing this beautiful 1966 booklet under the title of Christmas Inspirations, and today's reflection is simply entitled The Word Made Flesh. What does it mean? Archbishop Sheen writes many years ago, "This is the way Scripture describes Christmas. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Is there anything in our experience that can make us understand it? Suppose we take the word dog. A boy in a family often uses the word dog and even talks about it so much that he almost begins to live in its companionship. The parents catch the enthusiasm, and since they have shared in his desires, a dog is ordered. The bell rings at the front door. Everyone rushes to the hall, and there is a dog. Up until then, dog was only a word. It is no longer a word. It is a word made flesh. It dwells in the family, and they behold its joys. Christmas is the enfleshment of the eternal person of God, the beginning in time of the human nature of Him who is without beginning or end. When I go to a blackboard and write the word love, the idea of love does not begin to exist at that moment. It already had existence in my mind for years. What actually happens is that love is made chalk and dwells on the blackboard. So too, when Christ took upon himself a manhood from the womb of his mother Mary, the eternal Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That is why Jesus, only once in his life, said that he was born. But he immediately added that he came into the world. This is the way he always expressed his eternal person, as coming into the world, because he had eternal preexistence. He who created the world is born in the world. He who made time is measured by it. When, therefore, he moved about the earth, he was God teaching through a human mouth, God healing through human touch, God suffering in a human body, and all this to make us divine as he made himself human. I pray you enjoyed this beautiful reflection from the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. And until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.